This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After first claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the Pentagon now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told that 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries and that most have been taken to the U.S. Military Regional Medical Center in Landstuhl, Germany. The missiles were launched in retaliation for the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iran's elite Quds Force. There was harsh anti-American rhetoric today from Iran. In his first Friday sermon in 8 years, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said U.S. President Donald Trump is a clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people, but will push a poisonous dagger into their backs. He said the mass funerals for Iran's top general, killed in a U.S. airstrike earlier this month, show that the Iranian people support the Islamic Republic, despite its recent trials. Also in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani says Iran is now enriching more uranium than the country did before it agreed to a nuclear deal with five world powers in 2015. This as Tehran gradually scales back its treaty commitments under the agreement. Ukraine's prime minister offered his resignation today after the leak of an audio recording in which he was heard making disparaging comments about President Volodymyr Zelensky's understanding of the economy. Later, Alexei Honcharuk said in a Facebook post that he took the job of prime minister to fulfill the president's program, calling him a model of openness and decency. Referring to the leaked audio, Honcharuk said, "In order to remove any doubts about our respect and trust in the president, I have written a letter of resignation." Zelensky's office says he'll review the letter, then decide how to act on it. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is...